Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Season 55, Episode 5 of Der Daily Zeitgeist!
Yeah.
The podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared conscious and unconscious using the headlines, box office reports, TV ratings, what's trending on Google and social media. It's Friday, November 2nd, 2018. My name's Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Oh, my little pretty one, when you gonna give me some Jack O'Brien? Hashtag the knack. That is courtesy of DragonZordDown1 on Twitter. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
If Proud Boys and the Cucks all got along, they probably gun me down by the end of this pod. Seems like the whole Zeit Gang hates me hosting. Every time I'm in this seat, I hear Jack, 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 Jack!
It was all Jack right. Instead of Yak. No, anyway, no. I don't think people hate me hosting, but anyway, that was from Kroll Jojana. I think I'm pronouncing that name right. So, you know, always love a good Mad City, aka.
Well, we are thrilled to have in our third seat the hilarious stand-up comedian, member of Mount Zeitmore, Mr. Billy Wayne Davis.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I like that. That one was awesome.
That was a good one. It felt good.
I got excited.
Felt good, especially when you go with Yak or Jack, Jack.
That way, and to put it in at the end.
Yeah.
Man,
how you doing,
Brock?
Man?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
It's
I mean,
have you back.
Considering. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You do have one leg. What happened?
Well, that's. I just never wore shorts before.
Oh wow. I always thought you walked with a little swag.
Mm-hmm. The things they do with prostheses these days. Prosthetic.
Everything okay?
I don't
you
even know what happened to it.
Right.
I still don't know. One night I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, man.
We got to get that fixed.
Got to quit drinking.
We got to get that fixed.
All right. We're going to get to know you a little bit better. But first, we're going to take our listeners through what we're talking about today. We're going to talk about the Red Sox fans just fucking up the World Series trophy. We're going to talk about some Halloween costumes that are trending on Google
still?
Right now. Yeah. People just checking in.
They're getting a leg up.
Yeah. There you go. We're going to talk about Oprah versus Pence, the showdown for the ages happening currently in Georgia. We're going to talk about Jacob Wool and Jack Berkman's press conference. Yeah. We're going to talk about the Republicans' general mood right now, their plan of attack, which seems to be just naked fear-mongering. We're going to talk about Steve King. We're going to talk about the massive walkout at Google. And we're going to talk about Sabra just going in for that avocado toast game, trying to apparently hummus, not as profitable as we all thought. But first, Billy Wayne, we like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Oh, I had to search how much people charge to tile.
Charge to do tile work? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, I can do it.
And
then I was like, I don't think I can do this.
Now,
it's not as bad as you think.
What are you working on?
It's just the, we have a, like a little back area we're trying to fix.
Okay.
So it's more like homeownership more than luxury, where it's like, hey, if we don't fix this, this is going to be more expensive.
Right,
and
right,
I was
right.
like, I'll do it. And I was like, I can't. I'm going to fuck it up even more.
Now, are you Googling how much people charge with the theory that the more they charge, the harder it's going to be to do it yourself? Or are you just looking because you had already given up at that point?
Probably, if I'm being honest, I've given up if I'm Googling how much. Because I looked it up and I was like, I think I can do this. And then you look at stuff and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
All those YouTube videos. It's dudes that have been doing it for 20 years. So they're like, yeah, you slap this thing down, you throw this, and you're like, Then you're doing like, I don't know what that thing he said was.
Right.
So
it's like Tim Wakefield makes those off-speed pitches look so easy.
Exactly.
Right. Like, man, I can throw it 50.
Right.
Shit. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. How's he make it dance where he wants to?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do wonder, though, if, like, electricians get to charge just 10 times as much as plumbers, because if you fuck up plumbing, you don't die. Whereas, you know, electricians.
Well, you know, it's like it's a trade, you know.
Yeah.
So you got to make your wage. It's just some things. I feel
think there's a lot more guilt involved with being an electrician, though, because you're like, you know, hey, all right, I need to fix this. Okay, I know they can't afford it, but they're gonna die if I don't fix it.
Right. You're like, you know, I can't look at this like this is a fire in about 40 hours.
Yeah, I should charge them, and they can't pay, but I'm gonna have to do it because they're gonna die.
Right.
Yeah. So, and a plumber's like, they'll call me back.
Just a little shit won't hurt
anybody. Yeah, exactly.
What is something you think is overrated?
Dirty politics?
Dirty politics. I'm a fan. You tell me why I'm wrong.
Because, well, okay. That's a good point because it does work. And I think that's why it's overrated because it does work if everyone chooses to be involved.
Right.
And then the person that's truly immoral is going to win because you can't beat somebody that's immoral in their game.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I think this election is interesting because people are going above instead of back down.
Going above what?
Like ramping it up, you mean?
No, I think that the one side is going real, real dirty and the other side isn't. And I think that's why it's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, at this point, it's so odd to compare the kinds of ads you see. Like, one's like, they're going to take away your health care, okay, and eliminate protections for people with pre-existing conditions. The other one's like, the fucking Browns are going to stab you.
I mean, I was just in the Midwest, like, last week, and shout out to all the Zyte Gang people that come out. It's really great. Every show, there's always, like, at least two or three people are like, Zyte Gang.
Hey.
Yeah.
There you are.
Hell yeah.
A lot of people getting into heaven. A lot of people
getting into heaven. Yeah, they're paying that money.
So it's good. And if you don't, I told you guys, come back after you die. If you don't get in, come see me.
I'll get a refund.
I'll just give your money back.
What were you seeing out there in terms of ads?
The ads were like, I was in Kansas and Missouri. I got used to them. You know, I was there for like 8 days throughout both those states. But the first day it was like, is this a sketch? Because it was like, hey, the liberals, they want to kill your family.
Right.
And you're just like, I don't think you can even say it. They're like, no, they do. They do.
We can.
It's like that robot thing with Sam Waterston. It's like, the robots come to eat your medicine.
That SNL sketch.
Yes. That's what it's like. It's like a modern version of that.
Right.
Where you're like, hey, kill. It's like, the liberals are going to come eat your medicine with the brown people. And you're like, no, that's not even how anything works.
Yeah.
Fucking your lake house.
Fucking your lake house. That is literally what a person from Minnesota believes.
Yeah, they're going to give birth in your lake house to an MS-13 birthright citizenship
future murderer who's will then be, join ISIS.
I mean, how do you communicate with someone that says that out? That's like, I've been saying this around the country too. It's like, that's like with Pence going like, no, you can electrically shock the gay out of people. We're like, well, we're done talking because I don't know how to communicate with you as a human being because the things you say aren't.
Yeah, that statement, I just saw you leave Earth.
Yeah, see? It's, God.
But it's like that. There have been successful movements that didn't engage in mudslinging. Like, I know one guy who did really well that didn't engage in mudslinging. His name is Jesus.
Christ, yeah. Thank you. I knew we were both on the same page. But...
That's not true either.
You think he talked a lot of shit?
He walked into the temple and just started fucking shit up.
Flipping those tables.
But he was like eight
the money
when
changers.
He did that, right?
He was, I mean... Yeah, his age is all over the place. Right. And there's some gaps in that biography, too, where we don't know what he was doing. Yeah. I think he was in Afghanistan.
Being radicalized.
I think, just in the Kush region of Afghanistan. And then he wandered back into the Middle East, and he's like, oh, damn it, y'all remembered me, huh?
What is something you think is underrated?
Underrated, I think hydration is underrated.
Okay.
Because I just had a... You know what? Modern dentistry is underrated.
Oh, okay, I like that.
All right.
Because I recently cracked a back tooth, and then it gets... Stuff happens after the pain, and then it gets worse, and I got... So, for a couple of days, I was just like, I'm going to smoke weed through this, because I'm an idiot.
Right, yeah. Smoking's not good if you have a oral wound.
Just every decision I made for three. Because because it's in your, you can feel it in your brain when you get like a tooth thing up there. You're just like, well, I can't. I'm not a human for it'll stop. And then I had this thought: I have vice grips in my wood shop. I can just, I'll just pull it out because that'll stop it. And then that's when I was like, oh, I have insurance. I could just go to the dentist. And just have that guy do it instead of me. That's that. But that was the thought I had to motivate me to get to go to the dentist. And then it was just boom, boom, over.
Yeah.
It was great. And I was like, oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah, your Civil War battlefield triage techniques. You're like, you know what?
Deadwood bullshit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Where
You're
I was
like, well, I do have this laudanum here.
This is getting worse than I thought. If I could just, I'll just stop it right now and I won't have to get in the car.
Right. I think a lot of the horror movie stuff that people have because of dentists is probably from old-timey dentists. They're pretty good at it now.
Well, I mean, I think, yeah,
still
that
can be fucked up.
That horror has basically been transmitted from generation to generation where we're like, oh, my God, I don't know what's going to... And, like, now the tools are so... Even like
they're not fancy. Don't play like they're like it's a laser in there and you don't feel anything.
Well, it depends on the procedure. Like if you need an extraction,
hey, that's my brain. You just pulled that from my brain hole.
If you have a full on extraction, I mean, there's no other way to do that except rip the motherfucker out.
And they were worried because I started laughing when they do that because it is funny because it is like, well, that's just in my head.
Yeah,
you just pulled that out of my head.
Yeah, and you can hear it too resonate in your skull.
But
anyway,
it felt so good as soon as they ripped it out. I was like, well, I'm just.
They're like,
I'm
sir,
good.
No,
get out of my way.
You
they're
need
like,
your
no
meds.
Need to clean stuff up. I'm like, no. Yeah. And then they gave me heroin.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I don't. Do I have to take this? And they're like, no, if the ibuprofen works.
Yeah.
Right.
But here's a spoon.
But it was 12, whatever, opioids.
Oh, like OxyContin or something?
It wasn't that. But
Dilaudid?
It was,
Vicodin?
Nope.
Norco?
Nope.
Percocet?
Nope. It was a hydro something.
Hydrocodone?
That was it.
Oh, that's just generic Vicodin.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you still got some?
I have a bunch of them. I don't touch
talk
them
after
because
this.
It said opioid.
What are they stamped with?
I don't know.
All right, we'll
really
talk later.
Look at
That's
them.
Good that they only gave me 12, though, because when I got my fucking wisdom teeth out, they gave me like three refills on like a 50 pill thing, and they were like, man, just have a time.
I had I had my wisdom teeth removed when I was 16, and it was, they gave me the amount of prescription of
That's
Vicodin.
That's not.
And I was so stoked because I remember...
I still have some of the ibuprofen left.
I just remember Vicodin from being on that M&M CD, that first M&M CD, like the depiction of it. And I was like, yo, I think I have Vicodins from the M&M CD.
Ah, so M&M really is ruining the youth.
Yeah, he is.
It's true what
Miles
she says.
Now.
But I don't buy DVD porn like him anymore.
Does he still do that?
There was an interview where he was like perplexed at the idea that people could just watch porn on the internet. And he's like, what do you mean? You have DVDs. And they're like, but the internet. And he's like, huh?
Oh, man.
Here's the first sign that God my dentist should not have given me that many pills is when I woke up from dental surgery and they were like, how are you feeling? I was like, could I get more of those drugs?
Whoa.
And they were like, oh, yeah. You're not going to remember this, but,
but here.
And I didn't, but that's what they told me I said when I woke up. So
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you're smart.
Right.
I like that part.
Like
where
put that fucking mask
anything.
On
yeah.
person.
Yeah. Let's do this.
What is a myth? Finally, what is something people think is true? You know, to be false.
That you need heroin when you get your tooth pulled. I think that's probably a myth.
You just did ibuprofen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and okay, and I talked about this too. Like, I was an athlete growing up, so I understand what being sore feels like, so mm-hmm. that's not too much for me.
Yeah.
And I also understand the concept that, like we were saying, something was just ripped out of my skull.
Yeah.
So there was going to be some sore stuff when the pain thing went away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was fine.
Yeah. I mean, I do think for certain acute pain, like especially recovering from surgery, like my dad just had both of his hips replaced.
That's not what I'm talking
I know.
About,
yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. But like just so people who are recovering from surgery aren't like, well, got to be tough for Billy Wayne.
Well, also, no, yeah, don't. If yeah, there's also, yeah, if you're getting new parts,
yeah,
you should probably... yeah.
There's,
the doctor
but he
says.
Was trying to tough that shit out, and it's just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like,
my grandpa did that.
Yeah.
It's like, just get me my hickory stick to bear down on. And you're like, ugh.
That's when I found out how much of a businessman my grandfather was before he passed. I found out he had his knee replaced, and
he did it himself.
Almost, but he just took the Tylenol because he read about the opioids, and he's like, nah, I ain't messing with that. And I was like, how many do you have left? He's like, I don't know. There's like 90 in the safe. And it was like me, my dad, my grandpa at this Hardee's. and my grandpa was like, how much can you get? And I was like, I don't know. That's a lot. We can get a lot of money. And my dad just goes, fellas, no. No, we're not doing a
he
drug deal.
He knows both of you well yeah, enough to know right. that conversation was headed.
Yeah,
for...
neither of us going to use it, but we're right. like, that's worth a lot
some
of money.
Some bizarre Tarantino scene.
All right, guys, let's talk about Red Sox fans ruining the Red Sox for baseball fans.
You know, I'm a Dodger fan, so I, you know, glad the Sox won, pal. but, you know, the victory parade was pretty litty.
It was Boston.
They were throwing fucking Bud Lights at the trucks or at the open air bus or the duck boats.
Right.
And some people were getting hit. A woman, like, one of the beers sailed over the boat and hit someone on the other side of the street and, like, burst this woman's nose open.
Yeah, of course it did.
Like, they call it, it's Wednesday, motherfucker.
The paramedics were like, I think you should actually go to the hospital, like, because you're going to need sutures for this.
Yeah.
But the best moment came when some fan hit the World Series trophy with a full-on unopened Bud Light and, like, you know how the
broke it.
Yeah, I mean, definitely bent it back because, you know, the statue is, or the trophy is all the flags or whatever, just sort of really
it's not, yeah, it's kind of not sturdy.
It's very fragile, yeah. It's not like the World Cup trophy, which is like a golden cudgel or something.
Well, yeah, or just that silver thing for the NFL.
Yeah.
That's more of a weapon than anything. Yeah.
Right. But this is like a very fancy thing, and yo, this can just bends back. I mean, we were looking at it. It's kind of, I love watching, they're like, I remember.
They should just make that the Sox pennant from that year.
Just the bent.
And it's just bent back. And that's
with
like,
a Bud Light.
Yeah, it was just Bud Light sponsored.
Now, I was wondering, because this is the second time that I've seen like Bud Light just forced into like victory things. There was also that kind of smart marketing move they did where they were like, the next time the Cleveland Browns win, we're going to open the fridges and people are going to get to drink Bud Light.
That's
and
so smart.
People were talking about it.
Yeah, because that's all they got.
But then people are now like, I keep hearing people say Dilly Dilly. Like, that's like the
I'm
new unfunny.
Really, have you heard somebody use Dilly Dilly in a serious way?
I haven't heard it in a... I saw it in the airport.
Yeah,
but I was in
exactly.
St. Louis, so that's fair.
Makes sense, yeah.
But I saw it in the airport, and it did make me, it made me angry.
Yeah.
I got like, concerns. I was like, I don't think we share the same political views. I hear like, Dilly Dilly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a little bit of schadenfreude to watch the trophy get damaged. If you also want to see Bayern Munich, when they won their league like a few years ago, they straight up dropped their trophy off the open air bus, and it crashed onto the street. Another satisfying trophy destruction video.
At least there it was the people who actually won the trophy, right?
Yeah.
So they
rather
deserve
than a fan
a fucking fan just throwing a
Hey, we won.
But
fuck
it's weird.
You.
Nearly all the beers I saw were Bud Lights. Or yeah. Like you just kept seeing those blue Bud
Light
cans flying in where it's
is Bud Light
they just probably
like giving
just give them away
out?
At
like,
the
can't,
yeah. Is it like
they can't
the
do that
new
legally,
Red Bull?
Though.
Like the way Red Bull just used to like give it to you? Like,
you could do that, but
kid,
you can't just hand out alcohol
I wouldn't
on the street
think
like
so,
that.
But it is Boston.
You can do anything you want.
I mean, yeah.
They tell you to stop.
Yeah, I guess you just pay a couple college.
I remember on 9/11, this bar from Nashville came up and gave us a bunch of beers at our house in college.
Really?
And they're like, hey, yeah, crazy what happens. Next time you're in Nashville, come here. Here's 2 12-packs of beers. We're like, yeah!
Yeah,
9/11!
9/11 forget, dude. Yeah. I'll never forget this generosity.
Have
this
some mind erasers.
Inside job.
Jesus. All right, still trending on Google. Yesterday was some different Halloween costumes, some famous people rocking their Halloween costumes, basically flaunting their wealth. Like Heidi Klum was rocking a Shrek costume.
It's what I do every year.
That was
I do this every year.
Bonkers. It was like better than the live action Shrek outfit
yeah,
is going to
full
be.
Full on prosthetics and yeah, everything. Like yeah. It was movie makeup.
My mom doesn't like Heidi Klum, and it makes me laugh.
Really?
Your mom doesn't like her?
Yeah, she does not like her. Like, and my mom's like a sweet person, and she's not that judgy, you know?
Yeah.
But for her to be so, like, anti-Heidi Klum, it's funny.
And it's so specific.
It is very specific.
What's her beef with Heidi?
She can't really explain it either, but she gets worked up. She's like, I just don't like her. I don't trust her. I don't like her. And me and my dad are like, what does that even mean?
I don't trust her.
She seems nice. And she's like, she's not nice. She's just acting that way. We're like, all
right.
Oh,
wow.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they've ever met or she did something to my mom, but it makes me laugh.
Heidi must remind your mother of someone she knew.
And it makes me laugh every time I see Heidi Klum because I'm like, man, my mom does not like you. That is very funny.
You should send her that Halloween pic in a text thread. I want to see how that plays out. Hey, mom, you see Heidi's Halloween costume? I don't see. No.
I do.
Not for me.
Mm-mm. You can lose my number right now.
The best not try hard costume I saw was Olivia Munn as Ali Wong, the Baby Cobra cover. It was very, nice. Very well done. She pulled it off. When I was giving out candy, my neighborhood gets just like has like 10 people like deep at every doorstep when like things are really moving. But it was crazy. It was like the same 5 costumes over and over, which was, I don't know, made me believe in the zeitgeist. We're all connected. We're all thinking the same shit.
We're all
the same kids exchanging.
Oh, it was the same 10 people just in it going in a circuit.
They were just exchanging costumes.
Yeah.
Like, he thinks we're different people. Just change one. You beat Iron Man this time.
But at all my son's like Halloween parties and stuff, it was all there's a lot of Belle from Beauty and the Beast, live action Beauty and the Beast, which Disney really just has its hooks.
Right.
Because I saw like 2-year-old girls rocking like Belle costumes. There was a girl at the end of the night who came up in a Belle costume with a giant taco and said she was Taco Bell. So she won as far as that costume went.
What did she win?
You just
went, I respect you,
you
now.
You
get
can
the fuck
have
off
two
my property.
Tiny pieces of candy. There was randomly
you win,
a lot of
go.
There's randomly a lot of flamenco and firemen, which would lead me to believe that it's not like the other ones made sense. Like I didn't think it made sense that there were scream masks everywhere, but apparently that's an MTV show. So
could it be just regional retail shopping, limited options?
But everybody's buying that shit online, aren't they?
Or it could just be like,
hey this, great deal on scream masks.
This district right here, they're gonna like this, and they all do like that.
Yeah. Could be.
Fucking Bezos.
Somebody needs to explain to me why one of the like most popular costumes I saw was SWAT team. Because I was like, I was Googling like, oh, they must have remade the movie SWAT.
Right.
Or they must have, like, I looked up Scream Mask and I was like, oh, because they
remade the Colin Farrell SWAT.
Yeah, the movie SWAT.
I don't mind that movie.
It's a classic.
I'll give you $14 million. Is that what the guy screams out to get broken out of the jail or whatever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. They pretty good heist when they bust him out of jail in that scene. I got to give it to him.
I'm just saying, for a basic action movie, it's not bad.
I mean, maybe that is what people are thinking. Maybe everybody's just secretly fully on board with the Colin Farrell classic SWAT.
Or we're just so used to images of like mass shootings or protests.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was wondering.
Militarized police state.
That makes more sense than the Colin Farrell angle.
I don't know. I'm just, bummer, what the fuck man. Do I know?
I mean, yes. There's swatting going on, so maybe that's like swat.
You'd hope that some 7-year-old kid isn't like, I'm dressed like this because what I like to do is call a fake hostage situation to someone I hate.
Well, if you're beating me at
or
Fortnite.
If it's like a mythical figure that like hangs over your head if you're a gamer, you're just like, I'm the boogeyman of gaming. I'm a SWAT person.
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see.
Coming from the guy who doesn't game that much at all.
At all. All right.
Though that's what you imagine. It's like, oh man, I don't know. I'm playing my game. I can get SWAT at any moment.
Yeah.
Gamers are like pot users. It's just of every walk of life from what I can understand.
Yeah. Or me, gaming and pot using.
Yeah, usually. It does go together real good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is sitting on a couch and vibing out.
But it's like, yeah, when I think about like, oh, like, well, I wonder what my son's going to be like in college or anything. And you're like, I just hope he's a pothead. That's way better than being a drunk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't have to worry as much.
Much less damage.
A lot of sitting.
Yeah, just... Yeah, or ping pong.
Guys. Yeah, or art. You know, he might be a trippy guitar player.
He is a good artist.
Speaking of video games, I read somewhere that your horse's balls shrivel in Red Dead Redemption if you go into a cold
water. Yes, the testicles do contract. And yes, we will talk about the Rockstar business practices of developing that game. I don't want y'all to think that I overlooked that nonsense over there.
Business model is fuck everybody.
Yeah, give me yours. All your fucking time. We need this game done. I don't care if you're human.
We're going to make this money.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't.
And I think they made like $750 million over the first weekend. It's wild. Hmm.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back, and There's a showdown taking place in Georgia, and we're not just talking about the election happening right now, because as you guys discussed yesterday, the Democrats sent in their big guns, and Oprah showed up to kind of shout out.
A lot
Stacey
of people,
Abrams.
Yeah. Will Ferrell even showed up over the weekend and went door to door. You know, there's a lot of people who support her candidacy and trying to do whatever they can to contribute. So, you know, if Stacey Abrams can dig up Will Ferrell and Oprah.
They're only doing that because they care about people. Right. It's so clear why they're doing
right.
that.
Right. Well,
it's
you know,
like,
it's
oh,
so
you guys cynical. Like human beings. Like, get over it. It's so clear why you're doing that.
Well, you know, the GOP had their answer too, and they activated Agent Mike Pence.
Deal with this, Oprah.
And he went down there and, you know, had to pull up on him and just let people know, you know, Mike Pence is nothing to be fucked with either. I mean, listen to the energy this man brings and just, oh my God, if you were a Democrat, I would be shaking right now.
I'd like to remind Stacey and Oprah and Will Ferrell, I'm kind of a big deal too. I got a message for all Stacey Abrams' liberal Hollywood friends. This ain't Hollywood. This is Georgia.
This is Sparta. I mean, this is Georgia.
Hey, y'all.
He's playing that affect up a little bit, huh?
I mean, it can't feel good to look at me like, that's our guy?
Right.
Oh, I mean, even like if you're like that machismo kind of like, we're the strongest, you're like, this is not the strongest.
Right.
Like even I can see where you could be like, I could see where you could confuse Trump with someone who's strong.
Just kind like of barely.
Yeah, and he just refuses to respond to stuff and dum-dums like that.
Yeah.
But Pence, like even his
you don't think a
his
guy
tone is like weak.
Right, right.
We're well, like, ah, he did affect on. A southern accent there to make him sound
he's got a little twang.
He's got a little.
I mean, all politicians are guilty of that no matter where they go. I mean, Obama was a master at that too. But
People talk to me and affect a southern accent in conversation and don't realize they're doing it. Because
oh, wow.
It's,
really?
I get it because it is fun. I get it.
But they're just doing it that aggressively? Like, hey,
no,
Billy Wayne,
no,
we going out?
It's not even that much. It's just slowly and you'll just hear them say, yeah. And you're just
right.
Like, it just their vowels get a little longer and you're like, I get it. It's fine.
It's fun.
There is sort of
but he missed the joke too. Can we talk about Pence missing the
I'm kind of a big deal too?
Yeah, it was like you missed the dummy. That's a good written joke. Like whoever gave that to him, and I'm sure they were sitting off to the side and you're like, oh, come on, dude.
Fuck, you burst.
Wait, how did he miss the joke?
Just his timing was off.
Right, his timing was off.
It yeah, just sounded like sure. He was just saying that as a thing, and then later you're like, oh, that's from his thing too.
Yeah, you'd think he would have focused on Ferrell if he knew the reference
yeah.
that he was making.
Yeah.
But instead,
yeah.
he
what's
just
funny
kind
the,
of threw it out
the,
there.
The background when he mentioned both Oprah and Will Ferrell's name, you hear someone go, losers!
Then they truly are. They're just the big losers, both of them.
They're like, really? Will. Ricky Bobby's your favorite fucking movie, homie.
Right.
Fall back.
Without a doubt.
You know
and
what
you
I
don't
mean?
Know he's making fun of you.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know that pained you to call Will Ferrell a loser.
Well, let's watch or listen to how Oprah is dealing with getting fucking owned.
Yeah, because she, you know, we talked yesterday, we're like, she's going door to door.
Yeah.
And what that would be like.
Yeah.
And the power of Oprah over people.
Can I get a car?
I mean, so you just listen. If Mike Pence goes, I'm a pretty big deal, and people are like, yeah.
Woo.
This is what happens.
No, I just need you to vote.
Oh, honey.
Oprah's here.
This is what happens when Oprah is at the other side.
So she walks up, knocks on her door.
She's home.
Acts like she gives a shit if the person's home.
She looked like she
that would
ghost.
Be weird.
Oh, the woman just pisses where she's.
Hi, Oprah. How are you?
Oh, hi, Oprah.
Surprise. Surprise. I am shocked.
Surprise. So I'm canvassing for Stacey.
So
yes,
they
yes.
said I should do this.
She kind of flubbed on saying, I'm Stacey Abrams.
Right.
But then she's like, are you voting? The woman could not get herself together when she was asked, like, are you voting? She's like, yeah, absolutely.
I'm a felon. I wish you wouldn't have picked my house. This is terribly embarrassing. I did a lot of bad stuff in my 20s.
But it's funny to see just the reaction of a human being upon seeing Oprah.
Right.
Versus Mike Pence, which is probably just like, who the fuck's that guy?
Well,
like,
I mean.
Jumped back.
Well, it's.
Oprah.
I compare it like it would be like when I saw it turned on Conan, and he's, because that's the first time you see him, is like after your set, he's like right there.
Right.
So I would come, because it is like to see somebody that close that you've watched on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
That you just turn, you're like, okay. Well, that's weird. It's weird that's a real thing right there.
All right, I'll play your game.
Yeah, where it's just like, just for a second, you're like, I can't even, okay.
That's an amazing special effect. It's all 3D and
it
shit.
It looks so real. You're like, hi, I'm Conan.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, wow. I'm sure he handles that well, because he probably saw it in my eyes. He's probably just calm down. I know it's weird, right? But I'm a human man. And you're like, but you're not.
Yeah.
You're Conan, man.
But if Oprah was at your front door, just period, you open the door and you're like, what is this bullshit? Oh, Oprah. Hey, how you doing?
I would probably like do a spit take if I opened the door. I'm like, I like, would laugh. I think my first reaction, like, Oprah, what are you doing here?
You just shut Oprah. The door and you're like, oh, Jehovah's Witness.
All right, let's talk about the bombshell that was dropped by Jacob Wool and Jack Berkman.
Oh, my God.
Can I just preface this with saying I didn't know what you guys were talking about.
Should you.
And that made me happy.
Oh, yes. Good.
Good.
Do you know what
this
I mean?
This is a small, I mean, it's a small, fun, relevant story.
Yes, no, right. I understand. Yeah, and yeah, I looked it up afterwards, did make me happy. I'm like, oh, it's good that it's not as far out as I was afraid it was. When I realized I haven't heard about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it was like, if I hadn't heard about it, that means that's good.
Okay, yeah. Good. All well, right. We knew.
So, to recap,
yesterday, right?
On Daily Zeitgeist.
Yesterday, Daily Zeitgeist, we talked about how MAGA Twitter celeb Jacob Wool and GOP huckster, trickster, conspiracy theory spreader Jack Berkman, they teamed up for like one of the most painfully transparent, obvious fraud schemes to try and smear Robert Mueller for sexual assault, where they were offering women money to sign an sworn affidavit that he had either tried to rape them or assaulted them in some way. And, you know, right when
Jacob... How much money?
It depends. Like, I don't know, 20 grand. Like, one woman said her credit card debt would get paid off or something.
It would be funny for me to be like, go up there and be like, how much? 20? And just like do it on camera the whole time. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you know Robert Mueller? I think so.
He did some sex stuff to me.
I mean,
sure did.
They would, I mean, that would probably, you probably would have been their next best option. But once they figured out, you know, like a lot of journalists figured out what was going on and kind of blew up their spot, and including like the special counsel's office being like, we've referred this to the FBI.
And they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. So that began Backpedal Fest 3018 because the way these guys have had to be just dancing and trying to change their tune has been kind of fucking hilarious. I mean, so first, you know, yesterday we said that on Thursday they were having this press conference to bring out the woman who was their victim that they did not manufacture, that they did not produce out of thin air. So then we find out that maybe this person either doesn't exist or realized that they might be caught up in a felonious fraud scheme to attack Robert Mueller and didn't show up. So on the day, both Berkman and Jacob Wool, they're just saying like, hey, look, you know, we said, you know, she arrived in D.C., but then boarded a flight to another location because she feared for her life. And Jacob Wool, you know, he posted receipts. He took a selfie with some female form with the face crossed out just to prove that is the person.
Hey, strange lady, can I get a selfie with you for a scavenger hunt?
Sure. No, pretty much.
Yeah.
But this is pretty much like, this is par for the course, especially for Berkman, who has done this sort of thing before where he says he's got a witness to some kind of insane crime and then they're a no-show. Like, he did the same thing with the death of that DNC staffer, Seth Rich, who they were trying to say, like, Hillary Clinton was
behind.
Here's
the best part. This is the little boy that cried wolf, is what this is. And now somebody that's going to tell the truth is going to go to these people and be like, hey, this really happened to me. And they're going to be like, hey. And everybody's going to be like, go away, Jacob.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's like,
but no, this time.
It's a real alien.
Go away, little
Shut
boy.
Up, Jake.
Yeah, he's also like the youngest person to be charged with like securities frauds things. Anyway, but so you know, he did the same thing with Seth Rich. Said there was going to be a witness. Then when it came to throw down, the person just did not show up, and he was like, "Oh well, the guy, you know, the guy exists." And then prior to all of this kind of coming to light, you know, Wall denied that he had anything about this intelligence firm, Surefire.
Right.
And he was like, you know, I have nothing to do with this thing. I don't know why you think that, even though my photo is on the website and my email address is registered to this domain and my mother's phone number is connected to this business. Well, then he had to backtrack on that and basically said, oh, well, I had to actually, I had to deny that because I was having to protect my anonymity as we put this really this huge case together. That's why I was saying that. And then once we got to the press conference, you know, we were really curious what this is going to sound like. It couldn't have been a bigger fucking disaster. Because at this point, all the press were there basically to be like, these are the two bumbling idiots whose plan was just sort of brought to light for everyone to see, yet they're still going to try and come up here and act like something's really happening.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming.
So.
No, it was a very, very interesting press conference. Oh, but I should mention that before the press conference, they did do this interview with Gateway Pundit, which is the website that loves to spread pro-Trump conspiracy theories of all varieties.
It sounds legit.
Yes. Where they were basically, you know, saying that, I don't know, Jacob Wool had this very interesting setup for why he believes that this woman who told them about Robert Mueller's behavior, that he felt she was credible because of a certain stance that he has.
I'm the biggest skeptic in the world of the Me Too movement. My default position is not to believe the women.
It's a solid. That's just a smart position. That's just smart, well-crafted, thought-out words.
In his mind, though, if that's the setup, then that means when he goes, and because of that, I found this woman very credible. Right. So she has to be very credible because...
Oh, that's a weird way to say all that.
That was his setup.
I'm a huge skeptic of women in general.
Right.
Like, just, you know, when they talk, lies happen.
Right.
But this one that does it that I can't produce, I believe.
Right. Right.
She's very credible. Her character is unimpeachable. And, like, the description of her is like, she's a well-respected fashion designer.
Also, I would like to say that if any woman, liberal or conservative, will love me, I'll go either way.
Just one woman.
She's a well-respected fashion designer, really comes across as like my girlfriend lives in Canada type shit.
100%.
Yeah. Weird science. And right. He keeps pushing the buttons, but she won't come out.
Right. So, yeah, then I said the press conference, like, it was just a fucking joke of itself in which they both stood up there. Jacob Wool was like tweeting like, oh, Antifa is here. And it was just some dude who had like a car with like a Trump dinosaur blow up like in the parking lot. And then he's like, they're busing people in. And he just took a photo of a bus that was across the street, but there were no people like coming out of it or anything to do with Antifa. But that's how Jacob Wool was trying to spin this whole event. And then inside the event was just so hilarious. So he was in there, like people from the Gateway Pundit were even grilling him hard as shit about this stuff when they were in there because they realized how bad this looks for them. And there were all kinds of things happening, from him complaining that people on Twitter were photoshopping his face onto a corn cob. Like, he brought that up. He's like, and like, I mean, they did that with corn. They're trying to make me look bad. When they asked
about that on the press conference,
he was complaining, that people were making memes of him with like Photoshop and him on a corn cob.
He complained that people were calling his like relatives and his little sister, and his little sister. And that was based on the fact that like people called to fact check the number on the made up Surefire intelligence thing that he did. So he's like, you called my house? It's like, because you fucking registered.
That's the number
it.
You put there, asshole. What do you mean?
Right.
And then Jack Berkman was like, you called 11-year-old girls. Nice. Really bad.
Do you think it's just one of, like, we said some stuff and then we kept saying it. And now we have to do a press conference and people showed up.
People showed the fuck up.
Do you think they'll do it again? Or do you think it's...
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure...
Because if they try it again, it feels like mental illness.
I'm sure once the FBI pulls up on them, like, they just know the FBI is investigating them. I'm sure... I don't know if someone has actually, like, some G-man's pulled up and been like, yeah, we need to talk. If that will probably get them to abandon the story. But you never know. It's very, very desperate times for them. There was another person in the audience who asked, they're like... On the date of this supposed assault, they said it happened in New York City, And that just, like I said yesterday, it happened to be a day where there's a very easily searchable article about how Robert Mueller had jury duty with a full FBI detail on him on that day in Washington, D.C. And they're like,
that's when it happened.
He's like, well, that must have leaked or something. And they're like, you can just search on the Washington. It's very, you can Google that date with his name and it just shows up. And he's like, I don't know.
And then I'm special.
His explanation was when they said, well, how could this be? He said, well, you know, sometimes people go to jury duty, but they're also somewhere else. And the whole room actually erupted into laughter at him.
And then it turned out that Jack Berkman's fly had been down the whole time.
The whole time.
And that is not a joke. He just went up in front of people.
It is a joke.
Not even to mention that they couldn't figure out how to spell this victim's name. They're like, I think it's Carolyn or Caroline with an E. Like, they couldn't, nothing was.
You think Putin watches something like that and he's like, we couldn't train people this well. No, this is amazing.
I don't know.
This is pure nonsense.
This is all sort of based out of this shit, like this MAGA worldview of the idea of how sexual assault allegations work on people, or how they believe women can eat, like this is just a thing. That's the reality in which they operate. And this whole, like, the idea of them thinking they really pulled a fast one, it's just like total Dunning-Kruger effect, like, in action before our eyes, of people thinking they're way more able than they are.
Got you.
Right.
How? You're here.
Right. Uh-huh. It was like you were saying, Billy, it's like people watching, what would you say, Punked or something, and just not knowing how to do it?
Yeah, it's like seeing all those things, like just watching people do things and figuring out, like, oh, I could figure out the mechanics of this, right, but not knowing why you're doing it or for whatever motivation, and you just do it, and then you get to the end, and you're like, huh. Oh, we should have thought it through before we just tried it.
Yeah. Right. It's they're in some hot water, and we'll see.
Yeah.
What will go on.
Idiots.
But yeah, the Gateway Pundit
need to get smacked a couple of times, like, judicially.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's, I mean, to try and meddle in this investigation by, like, having someone commit fraud for, like, a pay-to-lie scheme, like, come on now.
Well.
Well,
what are you going to, I mean, right now we're in crazy land, and that's who he's talking to, because even, it's just clear right now, like, even people that were, I think, were pro-Trump, that were, you know, moderate to
severe plaque psoriasis?
Yes, whatever, exactly. At this point, are quietly not pro-Trump anymore.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I think that shift's being made, so now that base is shrinking. And we'll they know that. So now they're speaking to crazy, 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 crazy. And crazy's loud as fuck, usually.
Yeah.
they're small in number, but they, like, just go to certain intersections in LA and you're like, here they are. They're right here.
The Republicans, speaking of loud as fuck, are now going in a direction of just sort of pulling out all the stops of, it seems like they're trying to motivate their voters with just fear, whether that be emphasizing that Maxine Waters is going to take over the nation if the Democrats take
Pelosi
the House.
Pelosi is a big one in the ads.
Yeah.
It's more years of Pelosi.
But I think they did some testing and realized that Maxine Waters scares them even more.
Much more
now
frightening.
It's just all over Drudge Report.
It's
payback
a woman,
time.
And she's black.
Right. Maxine ready for gap. It also seems to be just an agreed upon truism that Maxine Waters advocated for literal violence against the right instead of just saying, hey, stand up, you guys, stand up to them, get in their faces. They're like, get in their faces. Meanwhile, the right has sent bombs to former presidents and murdered
and Maxine.
11 Jewish people.
Well, it'd be interesting. Yeah, I think Maxine. I don't know if they're scared because she would become the chair of the committee, the House Committee on Financial Services.
Yeah.
The banking committee. So, you know, she can do a lot from that committee as well. If she's running that agenda, yeah, I would
if
be fucking shook.
If you're an evil fuck, you should be scared of her.
Whose money is funny? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
So that's sort of the subtle way they're doing it, is Maxine ready for gavel! Exclamation point. But Trump, never one for subtlety, tweeted out a video a couple days back in which it's probably the most racist political ad. People are saying it's the most sort of wrong-headed racist political ad since the Willie Horton ad
right.
in the George H.W. Bush Dukakis campaign in '88. And it's basically they use footage of a clearly mentally unwell cop killer who's just totally unrepentant. They probably found the most unrepentant cop killer I've ever seen. And they just say, Democrats, let him in. Democrats, let him stay. And then showing a bunch of like completely dehumanizing footage of people trying to tear down a fence, completely devoid of any context. And yeah, to back up the seriousness of the non-invasion at the border, the president announced the Pentagon would be sending 15,000 troops. We used to say it was 5,000, but now it's 15,000. And the Pentagon was like, we cannot confirm that number.
Yeah, and they just found
because
the most
stupid,
classically evil-looking guy, too. And they failed to mention, like, he used an AR-15, which the Republicans don't want you to touch at all. And he was also actually let back in under George Bush's watch.
Right.
So, yeah, but that's not important to the facts of the matter that you should be scared of Browns.
Yeah.
Right. And there's a bunch of them on the road at one time.
Yeah. It's, you know, desperate times call for racist measures.
Yeah.
As they say in the GOP.
But I mean, it is going to be like, this is as far as I think anyone's pushed it in terms of like,
oh yeah, they should be fucking ashamed of themselves.
It's dark ads.
It is so disgusting that if you are a Republican, you can't look at that and be like, yo, that's the official video from your party, my man.
Yep.
Like, conservative.
Yeah. I mean,
conservative. It's not, but I don't think like, that's what I was trying to say too. I think even at this point, like true conservatives are like, this isn't what.
Yeah, because there's still, you can be conservative and a decent person. It takes a very special mentality for you to be like, I mean, like certain things. I understand there are people who are like fiscally conservative and may have some more social conservative bends or whatever, but they still have empathy on a general level.
Yeah,
they just have a different idea.
Yeah, it's a political theory, and it's not like a theology, which is what the far right, and this is this, it's fucking white supremacy is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even hiding it at this point. But that's what the whole plan has been.
Yeah.
And just it needs to. And I think at this point, even people that are just true conservatives, just by their political leaning, mm-hmm. which is fine, which is, you know, 20 years ago, it was just like, yo, I like smaller government.
Right.
So just chill. And you're like, okay, well, we want better education. They're like, yeah, we'll private educate. You know, and it was just like that back and forth. And now it's like, yo, brown people are bad.
Right.
And now you're like, well, I guess I'm on the left now.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you've really forced my hand on this.
Well, because, like when you compare the ads, like we said, one's like, we want a better future for our children.
It's
we
want
to fight global warming. We want to ensure education and medical care for everyone. And again, other points are like, we want to scare the shit out of you with the idea that foreigners are going to come and murder you. And Democrats are using fucking demon witchcraft to win the fucking election.
They use pizza to fuck babies, and the Guatemalans are coming to fuck your lake houses.
And
you're like, okay, I don't understand.
I do think that we honestly could have, like, because the Republicans' whole strategy up to this point has been screaming the thing that they're doing extremely loud.
Oh,
I really think we could be in for a literal witch hunt at some point, like after these elections, if they go.
I just
the
see a lot of
favor.
Halloween photos. They're like, they're everywhere.
Right. And also because they are writing stories. Was it the Daily Caller or whoever wrote the initial story about the Jacob Wall Gateway Pundit. They replaced that story with a story about witches.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that is really out here. Like, they're trying to claim that the left is using black magic.
Well, I think because the overlap now, so many evangelical right Christians are now coming into the, like, that's really a huge chunk of that base. So they're like, oh, these people fucking hate Satan. Let's give them a healthy dose
of
Satan.
They're fear-based. Their whole life is fear-based anyway. So they're easy to control, and that's why they're like, if we can just keep stoking this fear.
Right.
And that's a lot of evangelicals are fear-based because the religion's scared into them. I remember seeing the Passion Play and couldn't stop laughing, and people got really mad at me.
Uh-oh.
Because I was like, this is like a weird porno, you guys.
Yeah. For people who aren't familiar,
like, get him out.
Do most people know what a Passion Play is?
No.
No, okay. Really? You guys, okay.
It's huge down south.
But... Yeah, it's the Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, basically the Passion of the Christ.
Oh, so it's
yeah.
a Christmas pageant, except the guy gets Easter. Whipped to death.
Yeah,
and
it's Easter,
crucified.
But
I mean, like how we
but
have
they show
Christmas
the pain
pageants we
and
get.
All this stuff.
But right, it's right, right. like local theater level special effects with just blood mm-hmm. squirting
oh, really?
Everywhere. And oh, yeah. like, yeah,
see,
they get into it.
I got They're trying to scare the Jesus in
right.
you.
I got what you said when you said Passion Play, but I didn't realize the phenomenon of what that actually means. That, oh, wow. Wow.
And it's traditionally a ploy of anti-Semitic like groups to kind of
yeah to be know, like the Jews killed him.
Yes,
yeah.
the right. characters who kill Jesus tend to be very similar to Gargamel from the Smurfs.
Yeah. And it's funny say. Until you grow up and realize people really believe it.
Yes,
right.
Yeah,
because I thought it was hilarious for the longest time, and then I was like, oh, it's people were in that place. We're really into it, and that's why I wasn't allowed to be in there anymore, because I was like, this is insane.
You're like, this is reality.
This is weird.
Yeah, look at the stoning of Stephen if you want to see the beginnings of the othering of the Jew in the New Testament.
All right, we're going to take a quick break on that one. We'll be right back.
That's a good one, man.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and... Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back, and there was a massive walkout at Google, makers of one of our favorite tools for checking out what's going on in the zeitgeist.
What's it called? Oh, Google, yeah.
Yes, Google Trends. But anyway, Google had a massive walkout by employees because of their handling of sexual harassment and sexual assault claims.
Do you know how poorly that must have been handled for a bunch of nerds to be like, I think we're all going to go outside today.
Well, it's been a thing that has been really boiling in the tech sector. Like, this has been an ongoing thing because it's such a boys club, like the tech world, that it was building. And I think, you know, once Andy Rubin, who is this guy who did, you know, created like the Android platform, or was a huge hand in the Android platform for Google, the way they handled allegations of misconduct against him, they're like, here's a $90 million platinum parachute. See you later.
Right.
And they were like,
I would jump out of that plane.
Yeah. And and he was like, he did interviews like, oh, that number is totally exaggerated or whatever. But, you know, on top of that, the employees have a lot of problems with just sort of the culture within there of how they, that's like everything has to go through mandatory arbitration. So it's the same like how it happens in Congress, where if you have an allegation, you don't go to court with trial by jury. Instead, you go in a private room and you can obscure what's going on and just have someone else handle the situation. And then they also want, like, you know, increased transparency over like sexual harassment claims. They want better, like, you know, just a better system, because right now the system is basically non-existent. And on top of just equal pay, because that's another huge gap.
I would suggest, and this is just as a comedian, what they need to do is educate a lot of those employees who aren't good at speaking to women. Let's just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason they're really good at what they do, is because they spent that developmental time inside not talking to women.
Right.
And now they don't know how to, and they have things that are attractive to women now.
Right.
And they don't know how to communicate. And instead of learning how from other women, or just, and I'm not blaming women, that's not what I mean, but I'm just saying that's who should teach them more than, you know, other dudes too, but the dudes that can teach them can't teach them.
Right.
Because they don't have the experience to communicate.
Right.
I don't know what you're going through, because I've always been able to talk to women. Do you know
right,
what I
right,
mean?
Right.
So
right.
You just go up to them and talk to them, and then those guys
like
are
a
like,
normal
yeah,
guy.
But when I do that, it makes my insides like feel like butter, and then I want to leave. And then like another dude's like, well, don't do that.
Right. Okay.
So
I feel
there
a lot
are
better.
there's these problems there. It's like a lot of comedians too. It's like I have comedian friends who were nerds and awful dudes, just awfully awkward dudes growing up, and they weren't good with women, and the women they were attracted to were probably mean to them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Probably sometimes well deserved, sometimes not. And then when they became attractive, they are mad at women.
Right.
Right.
And they never learn to communicate like they should. So then they lash out and they're like, why did that happen? You're like, well, because you're a fucking asshole. That's
yeah.
why.
Right.
That's so it's like this the communication needs to be better. I feel like that's why a lot of the problems they're having with the nerds
at Google.
As at Google, because they're not bad people. I mean, there's always bad people around.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah,
bad, but like, there's clearly not overtly terrible people. They're just like, I didn't know you couldn't say that because I saw that in a porno one time. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
It's like, so.
Yeah.
And well, then the way they're addressing it without now going to be like, hey, let's just go into another room. You're like, well, that's not a good one.
Well, yeah. It's also just clear that, I mean, they have men in charge, ambitious tech, like engineer type men in charge. And I was actually reading an article about this lawsuit that was brought by just this massive asshole that they had working at Google on their like self-driving cars initiative. And he just kept like doing things that are like flagrantly against the rules of any company, like trying to start his own company and hire people away and like talking shit
using
about
the
Google.
Information he was getting at
yeah,
Google.
Using the information and that's ultimately what the lawsuit was over. And they were making the point that, like, usually, like, people are allowed to steal information from their previous employer, and that's actually helped Silicon Valley progress so much, because rather than having like shit on lockdown, you can just
yeah, one company could own the whole thing. Yeah,
right. One company gets a bunch of information, but then another company like has branches off because one employee, like Steve Jobs, stole most of his best inventions. He just put them all together in a very attractive way.
No,
but
no,
but he. But anyways, this guy just keeps getting bailed out by Larry Page, I think,
right.
One of the heads of Google, just because, and it's like clear that he's like very charmed by this guy, and who has no charms whatsoever, but is a very like abrasively ambitious tech person who's right. like, somebody was like, yeah, I want to make $100 million off of this. And he like looks at them with pity and is like, dude, I'm going to be a billionaire by the end of this. Like, oh, it's like God. That sort of asshole. Just but Larry Page dude, just you know, keeps bailing him out because it's like, yeah, of course you empathize with that dude. That is you.
Right.
Like,
or who you want to be. You're right. Like, I wish I could be this brat.
Right. That's you 10 years ago. And so you just
or he's doing it to people that he likes.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Or he's messing with. Yeah.
So you have this self-reinforcing culture of like men mattering to the men above them. And then, yeah, nobody's going to like not only are they not going to have a seminar where women get to like talk to people and be like, this is how you
Listen,
talk to us.
Idiots.
This is how you should talk to us. Like, I don't think those like perspectives get respected just in a day-to-day minutia sort of way.
Right. No, because they don't see that.
Right.
Yeah. It's like those dudes are, okay, here's a good example. It's like when you get involved with the court system, you learn that those lawyers and those judges, everyone's playing a different, they're playing a game.
Right.
The consequences are fucking serious.
Yes.
But they're playing a game, essentially, because they have to do certain things, there's certain rules and blah, blah, blah. And that's when I realized, like, oh, that's why I like comedy, because my game is fun.
Right.
Even when it's, like, upsetting or anything, it's still, like, it's still jokes.
Right.
You know what I mean? And those dudes at that level, they don't see people as people anymore.
Right.
And they're playing weird games.
Yeah.
With each other. And it's, like, it's ideally why we have checks and balances in our government, the way
right.
it was set up. But it's been hijacked, and we need to fix it.
Super producer Nick Stumpf pointed out that this dude, Andy Rubin, might just have dirt on these guys.
They'd have killed him.
Hey, remember when we were hunting homeless guys from helicopters? Well,
No.
Yeah, let's maybe give me $90 million to go away quietly. Yeah.
I think they just kill him. If you're going to hunt humans. And
yeah,
like,
$90
hey.
Million? You could
yeah.
do it for $5,000.
Yeah, I know dudes.
They're
I
nerds.
Know dudes in the hills would be like, how much?
Yeah, my dog
how
might do it
for
a Louis
to
belt.
Pay you? To yeah. let me kill that man for free. You're
like, all right. And finally, avocado toast is officially the fuck over.
Is it? You think it's over?
I think this might be
well,
a death knell.
I'll support you. I'll support that statement. I like you coming out with that.
I like avocado toast.
I
you
do
can't
too,
you
but,
can't argue yeah. with the combination. I think it's when you see it for fucking $900 when you're
right.
like you're putting a half avocado on bread or a whole avocado mm-hmm. on two pieces of bread and you're charging me all this money. Well, mm-hmm. it's definitely reached like the tipping point where it's now like mass produced thing because Sabra, the hummus people, now have a avocado toast like on the go kit,
which is
and it's
just
essentially
avocado.
Like it's like yeah, it's like a there's like an avocado mash in a little plastic dippy cup with like lime juice and salt, and then like a little thing of like you know toast squares so you can dip it in.
Right.
So it kind of just looks like a hipster Dunkaroo to me.
I mean, first of all, Sabra is just how I say what's up to my homies. Sabra.
Hey, Sabra.
I can attest to that.
Yes,
we
it's
all
true.
Can. He does do that.
But
wait,
I don't see
just
how
guacamole.
This, yeah, it's just guacamole with
well, guacamole
little
needs
toast
a little
squares.
More. This is boring. Boring moly. I mean, you got to have
smashed.
A little onion in there. You need a little garlic in there. You need a little tomato in there if you really want to set it off. But this is like it's just smashed avocado, lime juice.
Do you think Mexican
salt.
People are like, yeah, we've been doing that for years? It's called tortillas.
Well, I mean, this thing is just a its own.
So the bubble's over. The guacamole bubble is over.
I don't know.
We'll see. But either that's not actual avocado in there, or it is, and this thing is going to come out of the package brown as
dirt. Oh, that's
dirt.
A good point.
Well, or it's
going
to have to, yeah, I mean, if you've ever
Preserves.
Bought a pre-made guacamole, it's a L from the beginning.
Always.
Really?
There's
every time.
No,
yes.
I've never met a pre-satchelized guacamole.
God, I want it to be every
good.
Time, though. I want it every
yeah.
time.
You're
like,
this looks
be
so
good.
Easy.
It's not.
And you're
this
like,
one, though.
And
this
like,
one's got it.
Yeah.
Yes.
This Sabra one, I think, guys, that they sell with little toast squares. They've finally figured it out.
They say, well, in the packaging, it says it's a fresh blend. Doesn't mean fresh avocados, a fresh
they
blend.
They can say anything, Miles.
But it's
they
Haas,
lie to us.
They use Haas avocados as part of it.
All
so
right.
we'll see.
Sure.
We all know what's going to happen. We're going to try it. We're like, this isn't good. We knew it wouldn't be. But
yeah.
we're all going to try it.
I'm not going to try it because as you and I, we all know in here, prepackaged avocado anything is garbage and is terrible.
I know, but I still will keep trying.
You will?
Yeah.
What is it, the convenience? Because you don't want to go through the whole
rigmarole?
I
live in a nice working class Mexican neighborhood and my grocery stores are made for Mexican people, so the produce and stuff is pretty dope.
Right.
Mm.
So you make it?
No, sometimes they do, like the bakery. Or
oh,
the
like
deli.
They'll just have it on deck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And I've done it twice. It's been really good. But that's the only... It's right. real miss. It's rarely hit.
Yeah. Well, especially, but if you go to like a Ralph's or some shit go whatever in those aisles and you're like, it's in a plastic bladder.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to cut the end and just squeeze that shit out into a bowl. It looks terrible. It's offensive.
It is offensive.
And I don't want to disrespect anybody's culture by eating that nonsense.
It's insulting. It is insulting.
And it's easy to make, man. Guacamole is the easiest shit to make.
Exactly.
It's just the labor. I think people don't like cutting open avocados because so many people fuck up and injure themselves that.
You're wrong that it's the easiest shit to make because avocado toast is the easiest shit to make because it's like two less stoves.
Yeah, you could like just caveman the shit apart of an avocado. Like, eat this little salt. But I love like when I was looking at somebody sent me like a menu photo of avocado toast. And it's just funny how they add two adjectives to each thing to break up the illusion that they're just putting avocado on bread where it's like, like fresh Maldon sea salt with cracked pepper on artisanal grain bread. And you're like, if you just take all them shits away, you're just seeing avocado, salt, pepper, bread for $19.
Which is good,
yes.
But not for $19. That's
no, that's the,
it's,
that's the problem.
Adjectives are expensive.
And I think that's maybe what it is it's become associated with this like life. It's like a lifestyle item.
Yeah.
That they're like, we can take some, there's some cachet to it that
and
we can charge people some.
If it is a bullshit lifestyle item and like all that money is just going towards like the unattainability of it, then this might hurt the actual like vibe that people get off of avocado toast.
So
like,
I support it.
Yeah. Great. Get it off the menu because it's offensive to me to see it on a menu.
Stupid.
Billy Wayne, it's been a pleasure
it's
having
always
you.
A
As
pleasure,
always,
guys.
Man.
I love this podcast.
Where can people find you and is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
Yeah, I'm going to brag about my tweet.
Oh,
yesterday was
thank God.
Rich people voting like wealthy people are about to be poor people.
That's good.
And
where,
you can find me at Billy Wayne Davis.
Where do they find jokes like that?
Instagram, Twitter. I think there's a Facebook. And then if you just Google Billy Wayne Davis, whatever you like to social, it'll come up.
There you go.
How about that? And I'll be in Humboldt County this weekend, so it'll be tonight at Savage Henry Comedy Club in Eureka, California.
Eureka.
Miles, where can people find you?
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Cry. And if you are interested in a tweet that I like, it comes from Dr. Tressie McMillan Cottom, who is like an educator and has she's really cool. But this tweet was just really funny to me because it underscores how sometimes people of color view how white people live when you don't know if you're not as experienced. So you say, it just says, I just want all white people to know that I assume everything I see in a Hallmark movie is a documentary of white daily life. Right now, millions of you just said, I'm going to tell him I love him the best way I know how, with gingerbread.
That is pretty accurate.
Gingerbread is your love language?
I do think there is a larger swath of the population that probably does live like that.
Oh, God. Thinks
like
that. It sounds like a great time. Great time.
It
love
is
the
nice.
Gingerbread.
It is nice. I'm one of the people who live like that.
Is your blood type gingerbread?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he loves me because he gave me cake.
Pumpkin Spice Otope tweeted, actually Bucky Isotope, but that's what he's going with right now. The narrator in the classic song Ghostbusters repeatedly exclaims that he doesn't believe in ghosts, yet he's singing a song about people who capture ghosts for a living. Thus, we establish he lacks bona fides and is an unreliable narrator. In this series of tweets, we will... And then he just does the one of 374.
Thread.
Thread. Stick with me here. You can follow me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. You can follow us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode. You can also find that information in the show notes. Nice.
There he is.
Want to tell you guys that Creature Feature, the newest podcast from our comedy network, has officially dropped. I thought there was going to be an explosion. That's the sound of creature feature launching.
There's nothing like a late drop. Always do them late. I was waiting for a...
The first episode's so good. It is Katie talking about weird types of strange love in the animal and human kingdoms. And yeah, go check it out. I think you guys are going to love that show. We're also at the Chicago Podfest on December 1st. Come check us out.
Yeah.
And Miles, what song are we going to ride out on today?
We are going to ride out on a little remix by The Avalanches. There's a song, Because I'm Me. It's a pretty dope song. But this is the Black Milk remix of Because I'm Me. Again, you know, I like this song because it's like nice little chopped vocal samples on the vocals. And again, the beat is just, a lot of the music I've been picking just makes me feel hope that I'm in a colder climate and feels like music I would listen to in my headphones as I walk around a cold city.
That's
but
smart.
It's hot as shit still. In the it's not hot, it's like 80, but come on, Earth. Give me some cold, please.
Well, you know?
What?
Do you not know?
What?
Never mind.
All right, tell me off.
It's not good.
Really?
Earth's not good. Or maybe it's good. I don't know. We're dumb.
God damn it.
It could be the thing that's supposed to be happening.
All right, we're going to ride out on that. We will be back on Monday. So have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Ninth grade, had the shingles off the suede, the Rango jacket. Ball slang glow, Bronx is only Django. Stamp be a gone for supper, that's where my pops go. That's where my pops went. See, my percentage is a pennant to the planet. Knock it out the ballpark, Frankie. I should not tie this tie to a metal log. Let the wings spread, it'll always come back, baby. Come back, shellac black, baby. A comeback flat, black paint on the Chevy.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.